180 degrees. New direction. Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio Valley District, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Let's talk local memorandum of understanding this morning. Now, first of all, I want to say to you that I had planned on doing a live podcast this morning, but I've been asked that maybe move the live podcast to Wednesday. So right now, I'm going to give you a topic of conversation being our local agreement, and in particularly, we're going to discuss the item that allows regular mail handlers to select their job assignment at the beginning of their tour. Stand by, it should be interesting. So, as a reference, we're going to use our local memorandum of understanding, and this morning, all we're talking about with respect to that LMOU will be item T. I'm going to read item T in its entirety directly from our LMOU, and then we'll discuss it. Item T, local implementation of this agreement relating to seniority, reassignments, and posting. Again, that's the title, local implementation of this agreement relating to seniority, reassignments, and posting. Management will be guided by Article 12 of the 2006 National Agreement. In addition, the following is understood by the parties locally throughout the Columbus PNDC. Management will honor seniority when pertaining to duty assignments or when assigning specific duties within the employee's bid. National Agreement, Item 12.2 and D3, shall apply at all times. Career mail handlers within a section shall receive priority on job preference prior to supplemental employees only at the beginning of their tour. That's what the gist of what we're going to be talking about, item T, paragraph 2, but I'm going to continue reading the rest of item T in its entirety. Management will notify the union of newly created mail handler craft positions for review prior to posting. So right away, by our local agreement, there was a understanding about those AGVs, because that is a newly created mail handler craft position, and unions should have had involvement in that before it was posted. Employees requesting to leave early during the holiday period must submit a 3971 to their supervisor within 2 hours after the begin tour. Employees will be dismissed by using the following pecking order by seniority and skills required. One, non-volunteer full-time regulars working their scheduled day off can leave first. Non-volunteer full-time and part-time regulars working on their holiday. Then we go to volunteer full-time regular working on their scheduled day off. Volunteer full-time and part-time regulars working on their holiday. Full-time and part-time regulars working on their regular scheduled day. Then you have part-time flexibles, and last to leave would be your casuals. In the last paragraph, or the last item in item T, would be number 5, and it says, 14 days prior to the holiday posting date, there will be a meeting on each tour between the union and management to discuss holiday needs. As many people as can be spared will be excused from work on their holiday. Now, give me a few seconds and let me just talk to you about that. 14 days prior to the posting date. So whatever day, understand your contract, and it's supposed to be the Tuesday prior to the holiday, 14 days prior to that Tuesday, there should be a discussion between union and management. And I gotta tell you, you've been lax in that. I would say we, but I'm not there, because when I'm there, that was held to the day. But you've been lax in that, and what happens now is, if you meet with management, I'm talking to the union, If you meet with management 14 days prior to the posting day, you sit down now and have an opportunity to go over the schedule. Now, let me say this to you. If you've never done scheduling, if you've never been responsible for scheduling, again, if you've never had to staff a United States Postal Service work area, how do you meet with management and intelligently discuss staffing? That's just a question to ponder. But I will say to you that during my administration, if you look towards the end, I think we even had one or two holidays where no one was forced in. Why? Because I thoroughly understand holiday schedules. So when the MDO sat down with the branch president, that conversation went real different. And not tooting my horn, but I could probably do holiday scheduling better than most MDOs that you have employed in Columbus. So when you sit down and talk to Ken Hodge about holiday schedules, yes, it's a much different conversation as opposed to you sitting down talking to any of your stewards, and I do say any of them, to include your retired local president. Now, let's get back to our real subject matter for today, and that is item T. Second item within item T, career mail handlers within a section shall receive priority on job preference prior to supplemental employees only at the beginning of their tour. Let's talk about that. Before we go into that conversation, I'd like to say most branch offices really need to sit down with their local, with their LMOU and redo it. Let me tell you something. I'm saying redo it as if it's simple, but it is anything but simple. But if you get an advance move on it, an advance start on it by involving your members, it is something that is desperately needed in most branch offices located within Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Okay. But you know why it's not done? Because your folks in the union hall, and now I'm talking especially to Local 304, don't want to put the work in or don't want to help you put that work in to get it changed, and branch presidents are being asked not to open it. Now, let me put it exactly. You're being asked not to open it, but you're not being told not to open it. Okay? So I'm not sitting here saying the local won't allow you to do it. I'm sitting here saying they strongly encourage you not to do it. And that's one opposite that I'm definitely bringing in to Local 304 amongst many. I am going to encourage you to put that work in, and I will make the headquarters staff available to you to get your LMOUs changed, because they haven't been changed in so long, and our work environment is changing so drastically that it's time for an update. One last note on that, and then I'll get back to my principal subject. Our union feels we can't negotiate because you're going to give up something. Well, you need to give up something. That's what you call negotiation. Don't think for a second you're going to sit down and write up a new LMOU and management is just going to approve it without taking something that's going to benefit them. Again, that is the art of negotiation. You're going to give some things up, but if you have your members involved in the process, you can collectively decide what's worth giving up in order to gain what it is that this new workforce is in desperate need of. Let's talk our item T. Item T in the Columbus, Ohio City Gate LMOU states at the beginning of tour, you can select your job assignments. Now, I have to say, when that was written, everybody came in the same time. You see, we fall into that vicious cycle that we don't understand that one major change, there's a domino effect, and you have to go down the line and make other subsequent changes in order to facilitate the original change. In other words, what I'm saying is they changed starting times. Excuse me, I'm sorry. When item T, when mail handlers selected their jobs, everybody came in together, so it was just straight seniority. No problem, no issue. When they started, they being the agency, started staggering, altering, I'm sorry, starting times. Now item T, which was a simple item to process, now becomes very convoluted and complex. And what I mean by that is you have senior people in work areas with a later start time than junior personnel. So in a lot of cases, if we go by the letter of the law being this contract, junior personnel now have, because of their start time, and the contract says at the beginning of your tour. So if you start before this next person who's senior, you get preferential job treatment over that person, and that does not seem right to me. To me, it appears that the principles of seniority are not being given consideration. But again, let's talk about the exact language in our contract, and in this case, our LMOU, and the word there appears in the writings. And when I say there, T-H-E-I-R, possessive, listen to me. If we agreed in our contract that at the start of your personal tour, doesn't matter what anybody else does, you get to select a job, then I'm sorry, that's what it is. It does not seem fair to the senior personnel who come in later, but that is the language that we agreed to. Now, I was talking last week with one of our newer employees, okay, and got a take on their side of the story. And their side coming from the new employees, and again, this is what you call conversation, folks. This is not intended to get senior employees looking cross-eyed at junior employees. This is what we call conversation, and how can we arrive at what's going to be the most sustaining in Columbus, Ohio. Newer employees position. If we agreed on an item in our LMOU, in this case, it doesn't benefit the senior employee, but it must be complied with. At the beginning of your personal tour, you get to select, then that's what it is. The newer employee perspective is, if you are a senior employee, you get to select pretty much what job you want. I meant through the bid procedure, through the bidding process. So if you are a senior employee and you, let's just say, for example, hypothetically, you're a senior employee and you own a warehouse full of impressive football jerseys. Let's just say, for example, and you choose, I'm sorry, TR, just throwing a little love your way. And you choose to select a bid that starts later, but on tour two. We're bidding on tour two, but you select a bid that starts later on tour two, and a employee who just made regular now is put into a bid that's on tour two, but an earlier start time than you have. Now, when that newer employee puts to work, they select a job. When you come in at that later time, at the start of your tour, I'm going by the letter of the contract and the newer employee's perspective. You do not have the right to make that individual move from that job. What are your feelings on that? Because again, and I used our senior mail handler as an example, because if he comes in at a time later than other junior personnel on his tour, does he have the right to bump a person out of their job because he's senior? Again, and I gotta say, we need to revisit the principles of seniority, and I would like to see that adjusted, because again, my personal position is when that senior mail handler comes in on the same tour, that they should have the first selection of job opportunities. The newer employee's position is that senior mail handler has the autonomy to bid on pretty much whatever comes up in that pay location. So if they chose to bid on a job with a later start time, then they also choose to give up having the right to be the first to select jobs on any given day. I know it sounds a little twisted, but interesting conversation. And please, Columbus, Ohio, I'm speaking directly out of our LMOU. So, hey, give me some feedback and let me know what your feelings are on that. Now, when you give me feedback, do me a favor, and can you kind of miss me with the, this is what we've always done. Again, I'm not trying to dissolve a past practice. We're studying our LMOU right now. So in order for you to reply, please read the LMOU. Tell me, because, you know, we two people could read the exact same thing and arrive at two different interpretations of it. So while we are conversing, read it. Tell me what you think. Now, again, please don't judge it by what we've always done, because if you are a real student of the contract and of our LMOU, most of what we do in Columbus don't make a whole lot of sense. So study or read item T in our local LMOU. And for those folks that are not a part of Columbus, Ohio, but would like to engage in this, send me an email. I'll send you a copy of our LMOU. But let's talk about this and see if we can resolve it, because next year we're going to have an opportunity to open that LMOU and make some adjustments to it. So how about we start looking at some of the things that we might want to address when it comes time for the new contract to be ratified. We're going to have an opportunity to update our LMOU, and I am going to take it if I have the authority. Have a great day. Talk to you later.